From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A North Korean missile lands close to the coast of Japan. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off of its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The U.S. military said it detected two simultaneous missile launches, one successful, the other exploding immediately after launch. Officials say the missile, believed to be a medium-range Ludong missile, was fired just before 8 Wednesday morning and flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in or close to Japanese waters. A statement from the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launch signaled the North's ambition to attack neighboring countries. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launch a grave threat to Japan's security and expressed strong objections to the North's continued ballistic missile aspirations. Both the government in Syria and the opposition are trading charges of using chemical weapons after reports surfaced Tuesday of civilians being treated after a toxic gas attack in rebel-held Idlib province. It is close to the site where a Russian helicopter was downed Monday, killing 5 Russian personnel. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Washington is looking into the reports.
We've long expressed our strong condemnation of the use of chemical weapons on civilians, which, of course, violates not only the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention, to which the government of Syria is a member, and two UN Security Council resolutions, 2118 and 2209.
You can find out more about this story, read about it, see about it on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Emirates Airlines flight from India with 275 people on board crash-landed at Dubai's main airport Wednesday, sending black smoke billowing into the air and halting all traffic at the Middle East's busiest airport. Dubai authorities said all passengers were evacuated safely. Dubai-based Emirates said the accident happened as flight EK-521 was arriving from a southern Indian city. The Dubai government's official media office said on Twitter that all passengers were evacuated safely and no injuries had been reported so far. It said authorities were dealing with the incident at the moment to ensure safety of all and that all departures from the airport have been halted until further notice. Athletes, sports teams, and spectators from around the world are arriving in Rio de Janeiro ahead of Friday's opening of the Olympic Games. The anticipation is marred by controversy over Russia's participation following a huge doping scandal and of rights groups' allegations of human rights abuses in the build-up to Brazil's Olympics. Zlatica Hoch reports on that aspect of the story.
Just 3 days before the grand opening, major international rights groups led by Amnesty International renewed their call for the International Olympic Committee to address a spike in police violence in Brazil.
In the past 3 months, between April and June, the increase in the number of people killed by the police in the city of Rio was of 100% when in comparison with the same period last year.
The committee again defended its decision to let some Russian athletes participate in the Games despite evidence of state-sponsored doping at the Sochi Olympics. The Summer Games in Rio open Friday and run until August 21st. More than 10,500 athletes from 206 nations will participate. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Aides and campaign staffers of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump are becoming increasingly frustrated by his seeming inability to stick to a coherent message and strategy. That, according to media sources quoting people close to his campaign. Reports say campaign staffers are upset over a series of missteps and controversies by the Republican standard bearer, including Trump's continuous battle with Kazir Khan, the Muslim father whose son was killed in Iraq in 2004, and comments during an interview Tuesday with the Washington Post newspaper in which he said he will not endorse two leading Republican lawmakers, House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Arizona Senator John McCain, in their reelection bids. Ryan and McCain have both endorsed Trump but have publicly rebuked him over his criticism of the cons.
That's the latest world news from VOA.